This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
At Village Green Apothecary, we're passionate about healthy living. Our pharmacist and nutritionist have developed our own brand of over 100 pathway products with optimum purity and maximum potency. Our products are specially formulated to be well absorbed by your body. And now through June 15th, you can save 25% off pathway products. Just mention that you heard about Pathway on Federal News Radio. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Don't forget, we're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m., covering all of the most interesting topics related to health and wellness. Don't forget, you can also stream us live on the web at www.federalnewsradio.com or download any of our previous shows by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. We have over 2 years of information-packed shows available to you for absolutely free, so that's a great resource to take advantage of. I am going to be your host for this hour. I am Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, who has been a nutrition expert for the last 35 years, running a wonderful nutrition-based practice here in the Rockville area, will return next week with another great show, so don't forget to tune in. Just as some background about myself, I'm trained as a naturopathic doctor, which many of you out there probably have never heard of. As a licensed naturopathic doctor, I did graduate from a 4-year accredited naturopathic medical school that teaches basically the scientific backbone of modern medical care, but also adds an emphasis on treating the individual with natural interventions. So we're trained to look at the body's health from a holistic perspective and select interventions that are designed to promote the ability of the body to self-regulate and to maximize the inborn ability that each of our body has to heal. My personal philosophy is that naturopathic medicine has a powerful role in improving all health conditions, and this is whether or not it's the primary method of treatment or if it's used as an adjunct to more aggressive interventions like pharmaceuticals or surgery. So, due to the lack of understanding around naturopathic medicine and the shortage of well-qualified practitioners, I think that natural interventions are almost always overlooked in our current model of patient care, which results in a huge disservice to many people suffering with health conditions. There's a lot that natural therapies can do when they're employed in the right way in somebody's treatment plans. You know, I always remember how when I was first in school, this is like 9 years ago, I had a job where I had to go up to the medical library and research, go through the archives and the new journals and look at research that was coming out on natural medicine and report on it. And I was seeing an overwhelming amount of research on probiotics as they relate to digestive health. And I had a couple of friends that were struggling with some GI issues, and it just so turned out that their fathers were very well-respected doctors and physicians. And I would talk to them about the use of probiotics, and basically they would talk to their physicians about it, and they would get laughed at. And the funny thing is now that 7-8 years later, we've realized that probiotics are an extremely important part of gastrointestinal health, and it's been 100% validated by the medical community. And it's not a primary treatment for a lot of digestive issues, but it is an important part of it. So it's important that if you're dealing with a health issue to keep an open mind to these things. There is a lot of science-based evidence out there to implement natural therapies to improve outcomes for a lot of different health conditions. And just because your medical doctor is not discussing it with you or validating it doesn't mean that it's not a real option or that it might not be a very, very good, have a lot of potential to really help you. You know, medical doctors don't study nutrition. They don't study natural therapy. So it's not on their radar and it's not something that they're expected to keep up with. So that's just a tidbit about a little bit about who I am and what my philosophy is. We have a really great show lined up for you today. Of course, I'm going to have a special guest on who's going to be discussing with us some really interesting research, particularly around omega-3 fatty acids. And, you know, we talk a lot about omega-3 fatty acids in fish oils on this show because you can't really do a show about holistic health and not discuss omega-3s. It comes up all the time. What we're going to be doing different today is we're going to be breaking down some of the more recent research that's been coming out and talking about the specific mechanisms that omega-3s are working at, and we're going to be directing it specifically at cardiovascular health and at brain health. So I think it's going to be really interesting. The show actually ties really well into the show I did a couple weeks ago with Dr. Brodsky, where we outlined some really important tests and lab tests that you should be asking your doctor for if you deal with any kind of cardiovascular issues. So again, if you want to listen to that show, you can go back into the archives at myvillagegreen.com and download that for free and listen to it. It's got a lot of really, really helpful hints and tips. To kick the show off, I wanted to talk about a news story that I actually saw that came up earlier this week. It was published, the one that I saw, I'm sure the story is being published in a lot of places, but I caught it on the web, the LA Times. Melissa Healy was the author. And it's an article that talks about some new research emerging about the use of statin medications. And I thought this would be interesting to share with you because it ties really, really closely into what we're discussing today. And due to the fact that statin medications rake in $26 billion a year in revenue and are the second most widely prescribed medication in the United States, there's probably a lot of people out there listening who are either taking a statin medication or have a family member or a friend that they know that's taking a statin medication. So basically, this study was a meta-analysis, which is when they go back and they review a bunch of other research studies that were done. And it was published in a very well-respected journal, the Archives of Internal Medicine. And it found that statin medications do not lower death rates among patients with risk factors, but no evidence of established cardiovascular disease who take them as a preventative measure. So I'm just going to read on here. Bear with me for a second. The new study would seem to be a blow to both the drug makers and to the three quarters of statin users, that is, those who take the drug in hopes of averting a heart attack or stroke. So basically what this is telling us is that statin medications are not preventing fatal heart attacks in people with no established cardiovascular disease. So you can have risk factors, you can have high cholesterol, you can have some family history issues, but if you don't have established cardiovascular disease, they're starting to doubt the effectiveness of statin drugs in preventing a major heart attack or stroke event. So, you know, at the same time, there was some other positive research around statin medications. In the journal Cancer, it suggested that men who have undergone surgery for prostate cancer, statin use appears to reduce the chance that that disease will return. And I think that's a lot related to some of the anti-inflammatory effects that statin medications have, which is a really interesting topic to talk about, you know, this whole idea of targeting cholesterol and how it may not be so much their action on lowering cholesterol that reduces issues around heart problems. It's actually their ability to lower inflammation, which is really an interesting topic to talk about. Now, why this study is so, I think, important. There was a third article that was also published in the Archives of Internal Medicine that raised questions about the financial and professional motives of the medical researchers who conducted the highly influential study known as the Jupiter trial. Nine clinical trials published in the last 6 years have found no benefit to the use of statins in prevention of heart disease, but the results of the Jupiter trial have undoubtedly propelled many health persons without elevated cholesterol levels onto long-term statin treatment. So the belief that statins lower the risk of a heart attack or stroke has helped make them the second most commonly prescribed class of drugs in the United States, as I mentioned. So what we're finding out is that this Jupiter trial really sort of underscored some research that validated the use of statin medications as a preventative to prevent a heart attack. Now, I want to sort of separate this out a little bit because I think there is still some very positive effects of statin medications, and I'm not totally against them at all. What we're seeing is that they don't prevent fatal heart attacks and fatal strokes like we thought that they did. They do seem to, in certain circumstances with certain problems, as was mentioned by Dr. Steven Nissen, who works at the Cleveland Clinic. He's a very well-respected cardiologist, and he defended the use of statins in the prevention of heart attack and stroke for some patients. You know, so it's that they can prevent a heart attack or stroke, it's just not fatal ones, which some of the research in the Jupiter trial suggested that they did. So the whole take-home message from this, I think at the end of the day, you know, there were some editorials by some very well-respected physicians and researchers, and, you know, it basically boils down to we really, you know, when faced with advising their still healthy patients on the use of statin medications as physicians, we really must admit that we do not know what the best course should be. So it calls into question, you know, the really regular prescription of statin medications. And I don't think the story ends here, and I'm not advocating that anybody discontinue their medications, but I think it's interesting to look at it because so many people are on them, and they are associated with a potential high risk of certain side effects. So I think it's good to call into question what's going on with our pharmaceuticals, especially ones that are so readily prescribed and that so many people are on, and looking at the emerging research that's coming out and anything that's critical about them. Now, this segues beautifully into our show today, because although I'm not going to be talking about what you should do instead of statin therapy, what I'm going to be talking about is some of the more natural options that are going to that are well-researched to support cardiovascular health. And what we're going to be talking about primarily is the omega-3 fatty acids. And many of you have probably heard that omega-3 fatty acids are good for your heart and good for your cardiovascular system, but today, what we're going to be doing is really picking apart some of the literature and some of the research that really proves that. And I just thought it was a great marriage or a great segue discussing that other article because, as I mentioned, there are many other things that we can do for healthy people who are wanting to prevent a cardiovascular event. And because taking fish oil hasn't been as scientifically validated as statin medications in many ways, it's not something that doctors are using as a first line of therapy. And, you know, for somebody who has risk factors but does not have established cardiovascular disease, maybe considering fish oil supplementation should be an important part of a first-line therapy, whether it's in combination with statin therapies or not. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to be bringing my special guest on, and we're going to be discussing some of this research, and we're also going to be talking about another very important topic, which is neurological health. Memory, Alzheimer's disease, cognitive declines, dementia, and some of the really exciting research going on with omega-3s as it relates to that. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on Federal News Radio AM 1500. We're going to be back right after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale is sizzling hot. Now through July 17th, you can get sizzling summer savings on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on the popular Top Quality Pathway brand. Save 25% on other supplements, and save 20% on natural body care products. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com. Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Don't forget, we're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. covering all of the most interesting topics related to health and wellness. And don't forget, you can stream our show live on the web at www.federalnewsradio.com. So if you have anybody that's out of the listening area that you think would enjoy the show, just tell them to log on to that website and they can stream it live on Sundays. Also, don't forget, you can download any of our previously recorded shows by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. We have them all there for you. I am your host for this hour, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will return next week. She's got a great show lined up for you. She'll actually be talking with Dr. Christopher Moore, who's a very well-respected researcher and doctor, who's going to be talking about topics relating to inflammation and recovery from injury and inflammation. So it should be a really interesting show. Don't forget to tune in. In the last segment, I was introducing some stuff around omega-3 fatty acids and talking about a new study that recently came out calling into question some of the guidelines that have been around the prescription of statin medications. And it segued beautifully in discussing DHA and fish oils, which we're going to be talking about today, and their role in cardiovascular health. My special guest who I'm going to bring on is Brian Tanzer. He is the head of technical services for Reliance Private Label Supplements, and they manufacture some of the products for the Village Green Apothecary. And Brian, thanks for being with us on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Passero. It's a pleasure being on with you.
Great. And maybe you can just familiarize our audience a little bit with some of your expertise and experience in the field of nutraceuticals and natural health.
Sure. Well, my undergraduate studies are in biology and chemistry, and following that, I earned a master's degree in nutrition. And I would say about 6 weeks after I got my degree, I started teaching college nutrition. So for about 5 years, I was an instructor in the Department of Health and Nutrition Sciences at Brooklyn College at the City University of New York, and also at LaGuardia Community College, Department of Natural and Applied Sciences, where I also taught undergraduate nutrition. Besides that, I have several years of experience working in the dietary supplement industry, mostly in technical writing, a little bit in research and product development, training sales reps, sometimes traveling on the road, going to trade shows and representing the company, just getting out there and educating the public.
Great.
And our customers about dietary supplements.
Great. Well, let's talk about our topic today is going to be around omega-3 fatty acids, and let's introduce them for a second. You know, they're called or often referred to as EFAs or essential fatty acids. And I think it's important to know that that name has a very specific reason. They're called essential fatty acids because they're essential to our survival and they are not something that our bodies can make. They're things that we must get through the diet, correct?
Exactly. But sometimes that term is used very loosely. Sometimes you'll hear many different fatty acids referred to as essential when they're not actually technically essential. For example, we have two different classes of essential fatty acids. Those are the omega-3s and the omega-6s. Now, there's really only one from each family that's really technically essential that the body absolutely cannot manufacture. And for the omega-6s, that's linoleic acid, which we typically get plenty in of our diet. The average American diet has plenty of omega-6 linoleic acid. Comes from vegetable oils like sunflower and safflower oil, soybean oil. And then you have the omega-3 essential fatty acid, which you can find in abundance in flaxseed oil. And the newest source now out there has become popular is chia. And alpha-linolenic acid is another essential fatty acid. Oftentimes we see the omega-3 fats from fish oil, mainly EPA and DHA, referred to as essential. But actually, even though the body is capable of making limited amounts of EPA and very, very even smaller amounts of DHA, they really can't be called they can't be considered essential because the body is able to manufacture them. But sometimes people just put all of them under the category of essential fatty acids.
Right. Now, their body can manufacture them from starting materials that you get from something like alpha-linolenic acid, correct?
Yeah. And one of the things that I'd like to talk about briefly today is our ability or lack of their, I should say, of actually producing or taking alpha-linolenic acid from flaxseed oil and manufacturing the what we call the longer-chain polyunsaturated fatty acids, mainly EPA and DHA, which you can get directly from fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
The percentages, it's about 5% conversion of ALA or alpha-linolenic acid into EPA, and the studies show less than 1% of ALA is manufactured into DHA. So really, this is not to put down flaxseed oil, but to really get a good source of EPA and DHA, your body just cannot manufacture it from flaxseed oil. You're best taking it directly from fish oil, or you can get DHA from an algae source.
Right. So this is definitely an important topic to cover because a lot of people think they're getting their bases covered when it comes to essential fatty acid intake by taking something like a flaxseed oil or taking flax seeds, which have wonderful health benefits. But if you're specifically looking at benefits related to the research on EPA and DHA, which, to be honest, the most compelling research is on those two specific compounds, and you're trying to get there by taking flax oil or flaxseed oil or chia, you're not going to get very far. We know that the enzymatic pathways in many people are not up to speed as far as the conversion, so there's genetic variability even within the population, so that 5% conversion may even be lower in someone else depending on their genetic predispositions and their genetic makeup. So it's really important to understand, especially for people out there who are vegetarians, that you need to consider possibly animal sources of these essential fatty acids, or if you are not looking for animal sources, you need to look at algae sources, especially for the DHA.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
so
there's a lot of research on that.
Yeah. So I think that's a really common myth or misunderstanding that people have around these things, and why it's so important to consider an actual fish oil supplement that actually contains the active ingredient. So let's talk about, now that we've sort of outlined what an essential fatty acid is and isn't and kind of where they come from, let's talk about what they do. And, you know, we're sort of started the show off today with some topics around cardiovascular health. So let's sort of jump right in there.
Okay. Well, basically, when it comes to cardiovascular health, what these fatty acids do, and we're going to focus more again on the omega-3s, wish we had the time to really go into all the fatty acids, but most, like you said, most of the research around cardiovascular disease focuses on the omega-3 fatty acids, so I think that's where we'll focus our discussion on today. But basically, the benefits of these compounds come from the fact that the body uses these fatty acids, EPA and DHA, the omega-3s, to manufacture what we call eicosanoids. Examples are prostaglandins, leukotrienes, for example, thromboxanes. Now, the omega-6 fatty acids, we get so much of those, they actually end up producing eicosanoids that are pro-inflammatory, cause excess blood clotting, can constrict blood vessels. So they don't have favorable effects, where you have the opposite effect of the omega-3s, the EPA and DHA. They lead to the synthesis of prostaglandins, leukotrienes, and thromboxanes that cause a relaxation or dilation of blood vessels, which can have favorable effects on blood pressure. They reduce excess blood clotting. Okay, so they're what we call anti-aggregatory. So that can actually reduce risks for strokes and heart attacks. It keeps the blood thin. They also have anti-inflammatory properties as well, and that's a major issue. Inflammation, there's an inflammatory component to many of our chronic diseases, cardiovascular disease being one of them.
Right, and this is what I alluded to before. Some of the research even behind statin medications is implicating that some of their beneficial effects on the cardiovascular system aren't 100% tied to their ability to lower cholesterol, but are also tied to their ability to lower inflammation. Mm-hmm. And that process of inflammation in the cardiovascular system really promotes the formation of plaques and the expression of heart disease as we know it. Just to give people background, I mean, our American diets are so skewed with their levels of omega-6s to omega-3s. Omega-6s oftentimes get pigeonholed as a bad quality fat or a bad fat, which I think is really a mislabeling. We need the right amounts of both.
Exactly.
The issue is that in a typical diet, ideally there should be a ratio of about 4-1, meaning 4 omega-6s for every 1 omega-3, or there's a few variations on that number, but that's roughly where it should be. In an average American diet where people are consuming very little wild fish, virtually no wild game, there's very little omega-3s found in any of the eggs because the chickens aren't raised in a manner that their fats or things they produce would have omega-3s in them. The average American diet, your omega-6 to omega-3 ratio can be something like 20 to 40 to 1. So here you have all of these pro-inflammatory fats in the system and hardly any anti-inflammatory fats. So yeah, you can take a whole lot of fish oil to try and make up for that, but really fish oil supplementation should also be done ideally in the context of a good diet and reducing the amounts of omega-6s and getting better omega-3s from our diet and creating a sort of balanced state of inflammation and anti-inflammation in the body. Because the inflammatory process gets a bad rap, but we know that inflammation is an important part of our body's self-regulatory and healing, infection-fighting mechanisms. So we need to be able to mount inflammation, but it has to be balanced. And that's the problem where most Americans lie, is those fatty acids are unbalanced and everything is promoting inflammatory states.
Exactly. So the balance is the key.
Right. So, I mean, the anti-inflammatory part of the fish oil is an important part, but there's all those other things you listed that we're also going to talk about, that we briefly alluded to. And this is where, some of the, I read over some of the research articles you sent me last night in our pre-interview, and there's a lot of really great, research behind fish oils and the mechanisms in which they work to support the cardiovascular system. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be detailing some of these mechanisms a little bit more specifically, and we're going to be talking about the different types of omega-3s that are more closely tied to these results so you can understand how to better supplement yourself. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living right here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. We're going to be back right after this break.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
It's time for Village Green Apothecary's Big Summer Sale. Now through July 17th, you can save big on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on our popular top quality pathway. Save 25% on other supplements. And save 20% on natural body care products. Visit our store at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com. Don't miss Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. covering all of the most interesting topics related to health and wellness, so don't forget to tune in. If you want to stream us on the web, you can go on to www.federalnewsradio.com. or download any of our previously recorded shows by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. We have over 2 years of information-packed shows available for you absolutely free. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, a naturopathic doctor, and I am your host for this hour. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will return next week. Just want to remind you all the show is brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, been located in Bethesda, Maryland for the last 40 years, supplying the local community with all of the resources they need on health and wellness. They also have a regular pharmacy there to fill your prescription needs, as well as a compounding pharmacy which can do custom prescriptions, bioidentical hormones, custom nutritional products. If you can dream it, they can probably do it when it comes to pharmaceuticals and nutrition. So it's a wonderful resource to have. They're running a sale for the next week or so, our big summer sale, so don't forget to stop in if you have any questions. They have nutritionists, they have herbalists, they have a wonderful resource of people to help you with your health and wellness needs. Today we have been talking about omega-3 fatty acids as it relates to cardiovascular disease. I have on the phone with me as my special guest Brian Tanzer, who is a head of technical services for Reliance Private Label Supplements. They manufacture some of our high-quality pathway brand products at the Village Green. And so he's sharing with us some of the technical details around omega-3 fatty acids, how it relates to cardiovascular health, and how it relates to neurological health. So, Brian, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Thanks for having me today, Dr. Passero.
Sure. When we were wrapping up the last segment, we were talking about some of the cardiovascular benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. Maybe you can elaborate a little bit on some of the research that's coming out relating to that.
Yes. Well, a couple of things that are really important. One thing for sure that a lot of people don't realize is the benefits of omega-3 fats are their ability to reduce what they call arrhythmias or irregular heartbeats. Now, the studies show that what we call these long-chain polyunsaturated fats, which are really what EPA and DHA are, they fall in that category, from fish and or fish oil, they actually help stabilize the electrical activity of the cardiac cells themselves. Now, as you know, the heart is constantly contracting, pushing blood and circulating blood through our body.
Hardest working muscle in the body.
Exactly. So that requires electrical activity. Sometimes that electrical activity goes awry and it goes into an abnormal rhythm, and that can lead to a dangerous arrhythmia and actually can increase your risks for sudden cardiac death. So these omega-3 fats have been shown to help stabilize this electrical activity.
Yeah,
and reduce risk.
Which makes perfect sense, because we know that our cell membranes are primarily made of fats, and we need these good quality fats to have healthy cell membranes.
Exactly. Exactly.
And electrical conductivity in the cell body is regulated a lot by cell membranes and cell-to-cell communication. So if you're very deficient in these fats and you're consuming fats in your diet that are saturated fats and these omega-6s, your body will take whatever fat it can and incorporate it into the cellular matrix. And if it's the wrong kind of fat, you'll create a cellular matrix that is not the ideal composition. So it makes perfect sense why these omega-3s would have an impact on something like electrical conductivity and regulating heart rhythm, which is definitely a really important aspect of heart health.
Yeah, talking about the wrong types of fats, as you mentioned, saturated fats, the trans fats, those types of fats get into the cell membrane. They make the membrane very stiff, whereas these long-chain polyunsaturated fatty acids make it nice and pliable, and it can move, and it makes the nerve cell membranes, or actually membranes throughout the whole body, very flexible. It makes for better cell-to-cell communication, and it just allows for the cell to work better than if you have saturated
Absolutely.
Fats in there.
Yep. People don't understand that probably the most important part of our bodies are our cell membranes. You know, if you ask somebody what they think the most important part of a cell is, most people will say the nucleus, which is very important because it contains all the DNA and the cellular coding. You know, the coding for what's going to happen with the cell. But the membrane is where all the so much vital action takes place. It allows nutrients to come in. It allows waste to come out. It's where all of your receptors lie. You have to have a healthy cell membrane. And if the cell membrane on a cell is destroyed, the cell is immediately dead.
Right.
So cell membranes are, and cell membrane health is extremely important to the health of cells. And if it's important to the health of your cells, you better believe it's going to be important to the health of your body.
Absolutely. The other thing I wanted to mention is a lot of people walk around with very high triglycerides. You know, we always talk about high cholesterol, but triglycerides are your, what we call your blood fats. It's how your body stores fat in your cells. Now, elevated triglycerides can be reduced by omega-3 fats, but you do need higher than average levels. The studies show that at least 3 to 4 grams a day of omega-3 fats are needed to reduce blood triglyceride levels and for it to have a significant reduction in risk for cardiovascular disease.
Right,
look at any other research. You need those kinds of numbers, at least 3 to 4 grams.
Right, and it's been validated to the point where now there's actually a prescription medication called Lovazo, which is approved by the FDA for lowering triglycerides, mm-hmm. and it is a fish oil extract.
Exactly. So those are definitely between the ability to reduce blood pressure, the ability to reduce excess blood clotting, the ability to maintain normal healthy triglyceride levels, maintain normal heart contractions or heart rhythm. I think those are definitely the most important aspects of the clinical applications of these omega-3 fats when it comes to, you know, cardiovascular disease.
Now, a lot of the stuff you sent me yesterday, some of the research I was looking at was pointing more towards some of these studies looking at DHA. Is that right, over the EPA component?
Well, the DHA, it's a combination of the two. When you're talking about triglycerides, it's sort of both.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about electrical activity, we're looking more at EPA. But it's really a balance of the two. With inflammation, I would say when I look at DHA and EPA, I look at DHA is more of a structural fat, even though it does obviously have function as well. But
mm-hmm.
DHA is definitely in the cell membrane, a higher percentage of DHA will be found, especially in the brain, where very, very little, if any, EPA will be found in the brain cell membrane.
Mm-hmm.
But EPA is more of a functional fat, where it works as a natural anti-inflammatory, helps reduce blood clotting, arrhythmias, and things of that nature. But it's definitely a combination of the two.
Yeah, and I think there's some interesting emerging research about DHA and its emerging role in anti-inflammatory action, you know, because we did always think of EPA as being the more anti-inflammatory side, but I think there's new research coming to light talking about how DHA is actually affecting genetic expression and how it's affecting the nucleus of the cell and the DNA and reducing inflammation on that level. So
yes.
Definitely a lot of exciting stuff out there. Let's talk about brain health a little bit, because issues around dementia and issues around Alzheimer's disease and cognitive decline, I mean, this is huge. You know, as the baby boomer population is aging, we have many, many Americans concerned with their brain function and memory, and I think fish oil can play a really important role in that. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, you know, if anybody has ever been called a fathead, Don't take that as an insult, because about 60 to 70% of the dry weight of your brain is made up of phospholipids, which contain fatty acids. So most of your brain is made up of fat. Very important components of, as you mentioned, of the cell membrane, and being probably the most important component of the cell is to have a healthy cell membrane. And most of the research now is looking at DHA, again, as being the major structural fat in the brain. You'll find very little EPA, if any, in nerves in the brain cell membranes, but DHA is playing a very important role in cell-to-cell communication, so that goes for helping neurotransmitters to work properly, so that's going to affect mood. You have serotonin, which is a feel-good kind of hormone. If it doesn't bind correctly to the cell, anything that binds to the cell membrane and what happens after that, DHA is going to play a major role, because it contributes to the health of the cell membrane. And looking at diseases like Alzheimer's disease, there's a lot of research coming out now. There's a new compound, I should say, that recently in the last couple of years, a new class of eicosanoids called neuroprotectins. Actually, one is called Resolvins, which has more to do with cardiovascular disease, but the neuroprotectins have to do more with brain health. And actually, DHA gives rise to a neuroprotectin called MPD1. And this new research is showing that MPD1 reduces the production of these beta amyloid plaques that are forming in the brain of Alzheimer's disease patients. So again, this is cutting edge research. DHA been around a long time, but they're finding new and new more and more applications and benefits for it on a daily basis.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the studies you sent over, we didn't see a lot of improvement. It was a small study, but we didn't see a lot of improvement in people who had Alzheimer's with DHA supplementation, but there was improvement with people with other mild cognitive dysfunction, and then also improvement in people who had had brain injury in the past when it comes to recall and cognitive function with DHA supplementation. So that's really interesting. You know, what to think about is, you know, what would happen if you followed somebody over their entire life and looked at DHA intake from everything from gestation to baby, all during those important parts of brain development, and would that affect their risk for developing something like Alzheimer's disease as they get later in life? You know, we really don't fully understand exactly how all of these diseases manifest and what type of factors and conditions have to be in place in order for a disease to manifest. I think what we're starting to learn is that, especially in some areas like cancer, is that influences way early in life can affect the development of a disease much later in life. So exposure of a woman in her teens or 20s may be a significant determinant factor whether or not she develops cancer in her 50s or 60s. So these processes are so incredibly complex, it's hard to really understand. That's why I love really just looking at things from a holistic perspective and encouraging people that it's really important to have the basic foundation of a healthy diet and healthy lifestyle to sort of put all of these things into place. You know, I mean, of course, it's never too late to start, and there's plenty of supportive research out there talking about the benefits of using these different fatty acids for cognition or cardiovascular health, no matter when you start them. But I just love the philosophy of really looking at it truly holistically. When we come back from the break, I want to explore a little bit more about the role of DHA and cognition and some of these other research studies that you had sent me, because I thought there's some really interesting information here that really validates their use. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Gero Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Don't forget, we're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. covering all the most interesting topics related to health and wellness. I am your host for this hour, Dr. Kevin Passero, my wonderful co-host Dana Lake, who is an absolute gem, wonderful source of information. We'll be returning next week and covering a great show related to inflammation and healing. So that should be a great one to tune into. Today we've been talking about omega-3 fatty acids, specifically as they relate to cardiovascular and neurological health. There's a lot of great emerging research just that continues. I mean, research on omega-3s and their benefits for heart health and brain health is nothing new. What's interesting, or what I like to see, or what's exciting to me in the literature, is to see their continual validation and their for their use. So instead of the argument getting weaker and there being a whole bunch of initial flurry and excitement around what these things can do, the more we study them, the more we look at them in human models, the more we see that the validation of how important they are for so many different systems of our body. And that's sort of what we've been covering today. So I have on the line with me today my special guest, Brian Tanzer, who is the head of technical services for Reliance Private Label Supplements, which manufactures some of the products for the Village Green Apothecary, has been sharing some great information with us today. So, Brian, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me today, Dr. Passero.
Sure. So we finished out the last segment talking about omega-3s and some of their impacts on cognitive health. Any other things you wanted to discuss with that? We were talking specifically about DHA being the one primarily associated with brain health. You don't find a lot of the EPA in the brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's very important, as you mentioned before, Dr. Passero, about starting out early in life and creating the healthy brain structure and setting the stage for healthy brain development and later on in life reducing the risk for things like dementia and Alzheimer's disease.
Right.
Now, you know, if you look at infant formula now, they add DHA. Since 2001, they started adding DHA.
Right, which totally goes back to what I mentioned at the beginning of the show, where, you know, natural therapies have a place in so many aspects of healthcare, and they get so completely ignored so often. I talked about the example of probiotics for gastrointestinal health. But this is another great example where people who have studied and understood the concepts and principles of diet and nutrition and natural medicine have been advocating and encouraging their patients to use fish oil and omega-3 fatty acids before and during pregnancy to support this process of brain and retinal development in their developing babies. So not until 2001, probably 30 years after this push started, was it actually validated, accepted, and now pretty much every prenatal vitamin and infant formula will contain some level of DHA for supporting infant brain and retinal development.
Exactly, because really, if the mother is not getting enough DHA, and we don't encourage mothers to eat those cold water fishes on a regular basis,
right? Because they're contaminated.
High levels of mercury, PCBs, and other chemicals. The other fat to just briefly mention.
Wait, hold on. Let's talk about that real quick, because that brings up a good point. So if the fish is toxic, and we're not recommending women eat fish during pregnancy, how is the fish oil safe?
The fish oil goes through a process called molecular distillation, which has the heavy metals, the PCBs, and other toxins removed from it.
Exactly. And there's very, depending on what company you buy your fish oil from, and this is really important because about 3 months ago, there was a whole article that came out where somebody tested a bunch of some top-selling big box brands of fish oil, and they had all contaminants in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important that you know where you're getting your fish oil from, what the company is doing to validate and create a good product. So you go to a place that's reputable where you can talk to somebody like the Village Green or some other place that has resources like that where you can understand what the company is doing to guarantee your safety. Because there are fish oil supplements out there that are extremely high quality, that are very, very good, that have no contaminants, that are totally safe to take, and there are other ones that you should avoid. So navigating that process really requires that you have somebody to guide you. So go ahead. You were about to mention some other fat that people talk about.
Yeah, we talk a lot about a fat called arachidonic acid, which is actually an omega-6 fat. And it's always, when you hear arachidonic acid, you think inflammation, you think bad things, and the drugs classified as COX-2 inhibitors want to just totally block the activity of arachidonic acid, but one of the negative effects that were associated with those drugs, the strokes and heart attacks and that whole issue that happened a couple of years ago, was because when you completely block arachidonic acid metabolism, you're also blocking the production of a compound or a eicosanoid called prostacycline, which is one of the most powerful vasodilators, relaxes blood vessels, reduces blood clotting, reduces inflammation. And this is one of the reasons why there was such a high rate of strokes and heart attacks in people taking these drugs long term. But related to the brain, other than DHA, arachidonic acid is found in the highest concentration in the cell membranes of brain cells. So it's very important. So along with DHA, they're also adding arachidonic acid, both, I will tell you, from algae sources. Baby formula, the DHA and the arachidonic acid are not from fish oil.
Right.
They're from algae sources.
Which is also a nice way to guarantee that you're not dealing with a ton of contaminants.
Exactly.
Right.
And these two fats are so important. And the studies show by giving these to children as they get older, especially giving them to the mothers, because in the second trimester up until 2 years of age, the brain has a tremendous requirement for these two fatty acids. So when your brain is developing at this point in time, the synapses of your nerve cells are forming. All these connections are forming, millions of connections. This is where you need these fatty acids. And if they're deficient, if there's not enough, this sets the stage for problems later on in life when it comes to cognitive health.
Right. Also, what people don't realize is that even higher concentrations of DHA exist in the retina of the eye.
Exactly.
Extremely important, and highest levels of anywhere in the body is in the retina. So for the baby's brain and eye development, and there's been research validating that babies of moms who took fish oil during pregnancy have better hand-eye coordination and other certain sets of skills. So it really does support optimal development of the brain.
Yes.
Exactly. And the eye. Well, Brian, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. That was really great. If any closing remarks or anything that you wanted to cover?
No, just get out there and get your omega-3s. Very important.
Right, and make sure you get them from a good source. And also, I think you wanted to reemphasize the fact that you really can't get the kind of benefits that we're seeing in this literature by supplementing with vegetarian sources like flax.
Yes, it's just not. The body doesn't, not that flaxseed is bad. Flaxseeds are excellent. Flaxseed oil, the fatty acid that's in there, is not efficiently converted by the body into EPA and DHA, and you need very large amounts of it, and you're better off just taking the smaller amounts of EPA and
like
DHA.
You'd have to eat like a pound of flaxseed to even get close to something that you might get out of a capsule of
that
of
or between
DHA.
10 or 14 grams of the oil. Yeah,
right.
Very large amount.
Yeah, very large amount. So it's not an efficient process, and you're not going to get the health benefits that we're seeing in all this research that's coming out on omega-3s and specifically DHA, right?
Exactly.
All right, Brian. Well, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Becerra.
You're welcome.
Look forward to talking to you soon.
All right. Sounds good.
You take care.
All right. Well, hopefully that was helpful for everyone. We do have a few minutes left, and I wanted to touch on another interesting story that's come out. This is sort of breaking earlier in the week as well. It's a new warning. The FDA is creating warnings on antibiotic use in livestock, and I just think this is another really interesting topic. You know, finally, the FDA comes out and says that using high doses of antibiotics to raise our animals, because when you give it to animals, it speeds their growth and development, is something that maybe we should reconsider doing. And the reason why is because we know that the overuse of antibiotics potentially contributes to resistant bugs and bacteria becoming resistant to the use of antibiotics. And, it's good to see this kind of report, but it's also frustrating because why hasn't the FDA banned antibiotic use in livestock a long time ago? The livestock industry uses more antibiotics than any other industry out there, so way more than healthcare. And the reason why the FDA, I believe, hasn't banned it is because the lobbies for the pork industry and the beef industry and the meat industry is so incredibly powerful to our policymakers in Washington, D.C., that the FDA cannot enforce a rule like that because the lobbying is just too strong. So, I mean, how important is it for you to have cheap bacon? You know, I mean, that's one question that you have to ask, because one of the reasons why they use these antibiotics is to grow the pigs or the cows or whatever it is faster so that they can make more money. If they were not to be able to use antibiotics, the animals would grow slower, and what it would mean is more money to you as the consumer. But what it would also mean to you is the potential to be able to treat an infection like a common infection that comes up and know that the antibiotics that you're going to use for it are going to work. We so easily forget that the number one reason that people used to die, even as simple as about 100 years ago, was because of infectious disease. Now we sort of live in this luxury world where nobody gets threatened very often from infectious disease. Now, in the last 20, 15 years, that's become a little bit more of an issue with bacterial infectious diseases as we see antibiotic resistance come up. But we have forgotten, we have had total amnesia about the fact that infectious disease is a very serious issue. And the overuse of these antibiotics in the animal industry is absolutely ridiculous. When it comes to the overall general safety and public health of everybody in our society, the FDA should be able to come out and ban this flat out. The FDA scientists that are studying this are brilliant. I know FDA scientists, and they are absolutely brilliant and do incredible work. But unfortunately, oftentimes their hands are tied because meat lobbies and other industries have such incredible influence and power over the people that make the rules, and it boils down to your health and problems for you. So anyway, I don't like to end my shows on a depressing note, but that was just something that I saw that I thought was interesting to mention. So buy hormone-free and antibiotic-free meat. That's one way you can do something about it. So listen, everybody, thanks for tuning in today. Make sure to tune in next week for another great show. I am Dr. Kevin Becerra. I will talk to you all in a couple weeks, so take care.
Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale is sizzling hot. Now through July 17th, you can get sizzling summer savings on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on the popular Top Quality Pathway brand. Save 25% on other supplements, and save 20% on natural body care products. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com. Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale.